Welcome to Fierce Woman Radio, where you'll find the strength, wisdom, and inspiration to unlock your greatness. My name is Rosa Alejandra. I am an action-driven disruptor whose main goal is to help you stop talking the talk so that you can start walking the walk. Are you ready to be inspired by another amazing story? Let's get started. Hey girl, welcome to another episode. I'm excited that you are here because today I get to introduce you to my girl, Deidre Curry. She has been helping women in business understand the importance of staying relatable, intentional, and authentic within their brand. But enough talking for me. Let me have her introduce herself to you. Deidre, please.
Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit more about you, where you are. Okay. And why you do what you do.
Well, hello, gorgeous. Whether you're watching this during the day or at night, my name is Deidre. I am your favorite professional shit talker / the purpose pusher. I make it my business to advocate for women to show up, redefine themselves, take up space, and really thrive in who they were created to become. I'm currently in the sunny side of Fresno, California, in my little Maven heaven of my office. And I am just so excited to finally be on Fierce Woman Radio. Hello.
Oh, thank you. I like how you made that sound. Doesn't she sound hella sexy? Ooh, Fierce Woman Radio, she said. Yes. So how's Fresno? I mean, I actually do miss the heat over there because I'm in the Midwest now and it's been crazy. I mean, we have all four seasons every single day. How's the weather over there?
The weather right now is kind of gloomy. It's like, okay, are we going to rain? Are we going to get some sun? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? Where are we going with this? One week, the sun is popping. You're like, oh, okay, we're about to step outside. Then it's like, oh, I need my umbrella.
Never mind.
Oh, you about to rain. Oh, okay. So you got to pick and choose. Where are we going with this? So yeah, but it is kind of gloomy, but the sun is still out today.
I'm not going to lie. I don't feel so bad then because it's crazy over here too. And then when it finally gets up to like the 70s or 80s, it comes with tornado warnings. And it's freaking scary because we don't have those in Fresno. So the alarms, the city alarms will start going off and they tell you to run and find shelter. And I'm like, what the F? So, yeah.
How are you managing that? How are you dealing with that?
Oh, I am not. I end up fighting with my fiance because he's like, oh, don't worry. They'll let us know because he's from here. They'll let us know when it's time. And then suddenly the phone and TV are like sounding alarms. And I'm like, he's like, oh, shoot, it's time. And then he starts freaking out. So I'm like ready to punch him because it's like, mofo, seriously? He's like, no, you don't understand. I'm like, I
was worried about this. And now you telling me, okay, now we got to be worried about this. Yeah.
Right. Yes. I'm trusting you because you're from here, so you're used to this. I am trying not to freak out and freak you out because I'm the new girl here. But it's like, for real? Like, no, next time I'm just going to push him away. It's like, you're going or I'm going because I'm just not going to wait on him. But anyhow, see, that's what happens when you stop being a fierce woman and you let somebody else take charge. It freaks you the hell out.
That's a whole nother conversation. I think for me, once I identify, like when I identify, oh, okay, you can't run it, you are not capable of riding this ship, then it's just like, okay, lock into place. So, yeah.
And then they get. And then they complain about, oh, women are too masculine. Well, motherfucker, you're supposed to be the one, but you ain't. That's a whole different podcast, but damn.
Oh, never.
All right, so let me reel it back in because I can totally go off on a tangent on other stuff. So super excited. Okay. I know that you absolutely love helping women, people show up and take up space. Tell me a little bit more about that, what that means, what it looks like, and why. Why do you do it? Okay.
So that's an excellent question. Since I could remember, I always believed that the things that women create is so powerful. And And just the things that we have to say, like our, the things that we create, the things that we have to say, the spaces that we make, we add value. And, but at that same time, as identifying that, I also see that as women, we also tend to serve everybody else and leave a little space for ourselves. And I was the person on that spin where I was, you can count on me to show up. You can count on me to create the space. You can count on me to do the things. Oh, you need to talk to somebody. I'm available. Oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And when it came to me, I didn't have it at that same regard, because when you're the one that's always collecting, able to sort out, it's just like, okay, where do I put my stuff? Like, I have to make a little space to put where I need to have my stuff at. And I meet so many women who are on the verge that they are ready to really step into who they were created to be, but then they're still holding on to the version of who they were to the people who may have told them that's too big. Like, oh, well, why are you changing? Why are you thinking that you can do X, Y, and Z when we're comfortable what you serving? We're comfortable of you putting us first and allowing us to come before you. So it's just been a part of my, it's been a part of my mission to really break that barrier and, you know, dance that line. If I have to be the voice to remind you, I have a quote right in back of me. It says, "Find what sets your soul on fire." There are women that are 50, 60 years old that are still scared to set their soul on fire. So I'm here to just disrupt what that looks like and take up that space. I started it in makeup. I didn't want to change how you look. I just wanted to enhance what was already there. Then I moved over to television, and that was just creating space where we can either see you, celebrate you, and hear the things that you're doing. Like, because we downplay our accomplishments. You can be the whole bomb. You the whole shit in your area, and nobody knows because you don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. And that was me. And then now it's just like I'm doing it through purpose work and through my apparel brand. It's just like, you have something to say, and I'm going to keep on running my mouth until God says, okay, that is enough to remind you that, hey, we need what you have to offer. We need the exact way that you went and did that. We need that detour. It doesn't have to look perfect, but baby, I need to know, okay, you went over those two bumps. Okay, what happened over those two bumps? Did you see that stoplight or did you see a yellow light? Like, tell me which the road so we can go to that next level.
I really love all that. And I love how you say, no, I really love it. And I especially love the fact that you said disruptor, because I identify with that so much in the way I come across too. And yeah. I don't care, you know, if I scare you, then, you know, you're just not ready. Yeah, it's okay.
When
you
did
know?
You get to that point though? When did you get there?
Oh, I had to go through my own. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, but you
have to go through hell and back to become that.
But everybody, even the people that are currently going through hell, you have to know that it's, that you can see the light. Like, you have to be willing to go through the hell to be like, okay, I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. Because sometimes we go through hell and we stay there. Or you can become victim to what has happened to you.
That's
a part of your resiliency. Yeah.
And I think what happens is that we don't see our duality, right? We sometimes take so much pride on being the servant, and we consider ourselves servant leaders, but sometimes we're missing the leader part, because you have to lead yourself before you serve, right? And so then we become hypocrites when we don't know ourselves, because we sit here serving everybody else, but yet we resent everybody else and we're mad at the world because they're actually thriving and you're over here feeling completely defeated and screwed over. Like, you feel like everybody just takes advantage of you, but the truth is nobody's taking advantage of you. You're just not putting yourself first. And that's when we become hypocrites and we don't know it. We go from victims to hypocrites to these angry, crazy women. And then now we have a whole lot of healing to do. And that's where it all, you know, it all kind of gets muddled together, and then you don't know what pieces of you. That's, I think that's when this phrase comes. I think I've lost myself. I can't find myself. I don't feel the way I used to be. I don't, you know, I know this is not who I am, but how do I get back to that person? I think that's where that comes from. You get lost in trying to be, in trying to be accepted and trying to be validated and trying to become everybody's hero, and yet you're left with nothing. So I love everything that you're saying, and I know that you, I'm thinking, I'm assuming, and please stop me if I'm wrong, but I know that everybody that's out here serving is because they've been through it themselves. So I want you, if you're willing to be vulnerable, tell me, how do you not used to take space? How do you not used to show up?
I used to, so me personally, I used to be a professional people pleaser, where, and it started
from, I love it.
Younger. I was a professional at that. Okay. Well, oh, wait, because I wanted to be liked, and I wanted to, my way of showing that I added value was, let me show up for you. Let me extend. So one thing you can't say, oh, Deidre wasn't there for me. One thing you can't say, oh, Deidre didn't speak life into me. Like, you wouldn't be able to say those things. And then it was when I went through my divorce, and I had to, like, I had to be stripped down. And whoever I thought I was, whoever I thought I was becoming, God was like, okay, now listen. Okay, so are you willing to allow it to go my way? Let me show you what I have for you. Or do you still want to continue on? Would you think that you're mad at the world? I was mad at the world. I was mad at the choices that I chose, not knowing that everything still worked out for my good. And I just had a therapy session on this. She's like, yes, I understand. Like, the things were not invalidating what happened to you. But baby, you got to look at the other flip. She was just like, flip the coin. You have to look at the other side. Like, baby, you're thriving. You're out here winning. So I had to get to that space where it was like, despite of, regardless of whatever version who you thought I was, I'm still that girl. And I had to get past the point of seeking, waiting for you to validate me. Waiting for you to tell me what I already knew. Or not, I don't want to get too big because I see you're comfortable with this version of me. So let me stay in this rim because I don't want to outshine you. I want to take everybody. I already see the vision. I want to take you with me. Not knowing that everybody can't go. I'm not a part of everybody's journey. There are stops where it's just like, okay, this is the end of Deidre's stop. Let me go on here. And baby, if I'm not a part of the journey, I'm not okay with it, because I used to be upset. Like, I used to be like, well, why? Like, I know I'm not weighing you down. I know, but then understanding, like, there's journeys for every season. And yes, I had to realize that nobody's going to be able to experience me before I experienced me. So now you get the opportunity to experience 100%. My overflow. Would you like some of my overflow? Yes, my cup is full. And when my cup is depleted, then I'm able to come back in. So I'm very self-aware as far as where I'm going, where I'm at. And it was a point that you brought out that happened to me when you start realizing, where am I? And I lost myself. So I was in a relationship and I poured a lot into the relationship, and I started to realize that the relationship was not being reciprocal, where I would felt like I was losing my hum because I was consumed. I was in the relationship, but who I am, my business, my purpose, to my core, that is very much a part of me, and I'm not willing to compromise on that. So I kind of shied away from it, and it was eating me up as far as like, okay, yeah, this is cute. We cute here. But baby, I still got work to do, and I'm here, and I'm not operating in this time. And me being connected with you is not bettering me to become a better person, where I'm neglecting the thing that God gave me responsible for, and I'm missing that hump. So I feel like I'm losing myself. And the moment that I decide to step out, I skyrocket back up. So it's just like, okay, now I know. I need to attach. Not, and this is not romantic, but you have to be able to attach yourself to things that are, how is this going to still propel me to move forward? How correct. Is this going to, how
correct. And I think that
make me, how is this not only going to disrupt the comfortability within myself, how is this going to propel me? Like, you have fierce woman. That's a title within itself. So it's just like I have seen, yeah. I have evolved into your content. It's just like, you're able to still be fierce and still serve. You're able to still be fierce and still love. You're able to still be fierce and still respect the partnerships, the business, the customers. Like, I'm pretty sure the clients and everybody who you work with, yes, you're a fierce woman, but you can do that. You're not belittling them. You're not doing that. Like, they're coming to you. You're helping them serve to get them to that level, and you can still operate fully as yourself, because they're getting the overflow of you doing the work to become this fierce woman and now take it to the next level.
Yeah. 1,000%. The fierceness is not an outward effort. It's not a way of being. It's a state of being. It's not about how you are with others. It's about how you are with yourself, how you present yourself, how you care about yourself. Yeah. That's where the fierceness comes. And everything else is just pouring out. I remember when I was back in the dance fitness industry, I couldn't understand why people would come in and just love my classes, right? Not to mention I was in the fitness industry as a plus size woman, which there was a lot of rejection and a lot of stigma around that. And I remember women would be like, you know, I can come to your classes and not move a finger or not move a hip just because I want to watch you dance. And I'll be like, I mean, that's kind of creepy, kind of cute, but I couldn't understand it, right? And they'll be like, it's just that the energy that you exude when you're teaching, we can tell that you're just happy, you're in your element, and there is like, I don't even need to dance with you to get the benefits of you, right? So that's what I mean by fierce woman, and something that you tackled on that I haven't even been able to express the way you just did right now about that name, about that brand, is yes, you can be fierce, but it doesn't take away from your femininity. And actually, being feminine is way more powerful than being a hardcore angry bitch all the time. Right?
But sometimes it can be intimidating. It can be intimidating looking at who you're supposed to, who trying to become something that you never experienced before. It also can be scary, or it can be intimidating to the people, the business, to anything around you that's not comfortable with the version, because maybe they haven't stepped into that. So they do like, what is fierce woman gonna look like? Because I was cool. I'm cool.
And not only
And not only
that, but they also will automatically count themselves out. Oh, well, I'm not fierce, so I cannot be there. They automatically count themselves out, but it's like, it's not, you know, it's such a process. And that's another thing that even as a fierce woman that, you know, I consider myself to be, and I consider every woman really is, but we just have to get it out of them, right? Like you said, you know, just show up, take up space, speak your mind. And even if you make mistakes, just learn from them and keep moving, because we all make mistakes. Sometimes it doesn't mean you don't question yourself. How many times, Deidre, have you and I have to reschedule? And we probably didn't think it was going to happen because life gets in the way, but it doesn't mean you give up.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you give up. It doesn't mean you assume from the other person, oh, maybe she's rescheduling because she doesn't want to be here. Like, there is no validation needed because you already know better. And also, if at the end of the day it was a no, it's okay. Then you move on to the next one, right? So those are just tools that you build up as you go.
Yeah. We had to reschedule just for y'all. I think we were trying to get this interview. It had to be like maybe 3 or 4 times. And it's just like, hey,
yes,
I want to do it. We want to be great. Let's work it out. Like this, to be honest, y'all, this car wasn't even on the books. I'm on the exclusive line. Okay. I had to get some availability on, on Monday. But I wanted to just also just point out the importance of telling yourself yes. Telling yourself yes, even if you don't understand where you're going or you don't fully see it yet. Be curious enough to see, okay, let me find out what it is. And if it doesn't work for you, change your mind, but you're going to have to try. Like, if it's something, I'm always telling my clients, like, because I help them uncover what's the why. Because a lot of times, you know, we want to do the things, but we don't have a deep why of why we're doing the thing. So I'm here to be like, okay, what's the why? Okay, yes. Okay, yeah, we got the cute sentence, but why? Like, I need you to go deep. How is this important? And then once we uncover that, it'd be that particular framework. And that's how your people who you're responsible for, that's how they're going to find you. They're not going to find you just with the sentence. They're not going to find you with, oh, well, I want to create this business because I want to make more money. No, I'm creating this space so the women who either look like me, who have been through the same thing like me, they're able to see themselves and see, oh, well, she didn't give up, so I'm able to move forward. Oh, well, she was able to advocate for herself, and now she's actually doing the thing that she loves instead of the thing that I have to be comfortable with. Like, I want to become a fierce woman because I know that I was created more than just work a 9-to-5 and wait for settle in relationships where as long as it's one-sided, as long as they're happy with the outcome, I should be okay because I should be thankful enough to be in the building. Like, whatever that looks like, whatever thing that, you know, keeping you up at night where you feel like, is it enough? You have to move forward. Like, you have to propel.
And this is why I love bringing you, this is why I love bringing women like you on here, you know, badass women, because I want the listeners to hear that it's not A to Z. There is a B, C, D, E. And like I was speaking with my last podcast guest, she's like, yeah, but wait a minute. There's also B, C, D, B, 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 D, E. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. Like, you know, but you just don't give up. You don't stop moving. Yeah. And that is why it's so, for me, Fierce Woman Radio is so.
You could be on B for three to 6 months and still be on B. Like, I need you to do it for me. I need you to show up. And what does that look like? So as long as you make the commitment that I'm going to see it through, it don't matter how long it takes, but I'm willing to run my lane. I don't want to run Rose's lane. I want to run Deidre's lane. So what does Deidre lane look
absolutely.
Like? What does Deidre need to learn? What does absolutely. Deidre need to go back to the drawing board? And a lot of times when we get outside of our lane, that's when it starts to get crowded. That's when it starts to get confused. We may look at you, okay, you're fierce, you engage, you got a thing going on, you podcasting, and somebody can look at that if they're not sure with their lane, how they're a fierce woman in their lane, and think like, oh, well, all I just need is the headset. Oh, I can get a calendar app. I can get you on a calendar. And you looking like, what the hell am I doing here? So how can you thrive in your lane and show up
in your own lane? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why self-awareness is so imperative. And going back to, you know, taking on that lane now, please share with us, when did you discover your resilience-ness? When did you discover you were ready to let Deidre, at the, you know, all of it out? All of her.
That's a loaded question. I feel like I really discovered my true resilience probably back in 2016 when I really decided to go all in for me. I had to not only, like, I love myself, but I didn't love myself the way that I really need to love myself. And I had to forgive the version of me and who I was. And that's that's still a ongoing journey, because there are still times where I feel like, well, why did I make that decision, or how did that affect me? And I also just like, you know what, I'm thankful for the person who I was at that time, because I didn't have the tools that I had at that time. That was the decision I was able to make. And
correct.
I realized that my resiliency is my superpower. I have the ability, like, one thing I know for sure is that God do not play about me on no level account. Even when I try to play small on myself, he still give me grace and be like, okay, so let me know. Is we doing this or not? Because I'm ready. Let me know.
And I'm gonna interrupt here for a minute. When she said God did not play about anything about her, she ain't kidding. This woman is an Amazon. She is beautiful. She is tall. She is strong. She's fucking talented. And she ain't kidding. I just had to say that. Go on.
So when I came to grips with that, and I thought about the things that I've been through, and it's just like, I ain't never went without. Even with me. Because there was a point where I had to commute to Fresno for 7 months. It was just me and my daughter. We were sleeping on my grandpa's couch. He kept me safe on the road. I was able to have a job. Like, I'm not a bad employee or anything like that, but it was just like, the things I was going through is like, I was just barely existing. So thanking him, God, thank you for allowing the people around me to have grace with me as I'm transitioning into this season. And then just realizing, like, I never go without. Like, even when I don't deserve it, or even when I didn't understand the power that I hold, anything that I speak, all my words have value. Whether it's good or bad, anything that I focus on, it's gonna happen. Good or bad. And when I realized I was like, okay, I have to be careful how I speak to myself. I got to be careful how I show up for myself.
Yes.
Careful with who has access. Because everybody, you know how you were saying the energy when you were dancing? There are people who don't even want to, quote unquote, work with me. They just want to be attached because they know they can see the resiliency on me. They just like, I just want to be a fly on the wall, baby. Can I just be in the room? Yes. Like, I don't even need anything at this moment, but I just want to be tied to you because I can see it. I can hear it. I can interact with it. Like, I just need you in that space. It's still ongoing. It's still something that I work at daily, but just reminding myself that anything that I put my mind to, anything that I speak, God is just gonna move and he gonna make it happen. So I just have to be very mindful of how I show up and speak to that.
I want to focus on those two things right now. Two things that you said. This is something that you have to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I want the listeners to understand this. And I know a lot of my other guests have said it. This is a continuous journey. And this is why a lot of females are afraid of it, because they feel like they're going to have to work so hard. But I always tell them, well, choose your heart. You can stay where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to suffer and continue to want and yearn and feel like you're not capable of it, or move forward, start living, you know, a glimpse, or, you know, a piece of what you really want, and then continue to work on yourself, because you're still working on yourself regardless. I'm still working on myself, but we are moving. We're not just sitting there hoping.
Yeah. But a lot of times we have to. Me working on myself was just the commitment that I made to myself that I'm worthy. We have to know that we're worthy of the investment. We'll invest in other things. We invest in everything else, but are we really investing in ourselves? And, you know, I was like, I'm worthy of the investment. Let me see. Let me bet on myself. Let me see what that, if I bet on myself, what does that look like for me? Let me do that. Bet on yourself.
Yep. And how does it feel? That's something I usually, when I do my live workshops, you know, one thing I do, and I hate that I'm going to say it out loud because I don't want the ladies to get scared, but I'm going to say it. The first thing you do is take off your makeup.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what happens when you get in front of the mirror without anything in public. Mm-hmm. So you were wearing Prada or you're wearing Dior or so what? Once I take it away from you, what's left? That's the one that I want to see. That's the woman that I want to see. Because. Yeah. Yes, because I remember I was invited to do a book signing. Okay. And according to me, it was just a book signing, right, for my book. And then suddenly she's like, Rosa, I really need you to give me the date because now, you know, all the tables are filling up. And I'm like, what do you mean tables? She's like, yeah, you know, it's going to be like a mini, right, you know where I'm headed now. She's like, it's going to be like a mini boutique. And I'm like, I'm out. And she said, what? I said, yeah, I'm out. She's like, but we're doing it for you. I said, no, you don't understand. My book will never compete with a $20 lipstick because women, some, I'm not saying all, but they will go to immediate gratification before putting their true happiness before them. And I am not here to convince anybody of how worthy they are. I'm here to open the door to worthiness, but they have to walk through it. So I'm like, I'm out. And she was a bit offended, but I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I love what I do. I enjoy what I do. I don't want to be angry at the lipstick seller because, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. I have two thoughts on it. One, I understand where you're coming from completely. And there is, that's one of the things, is just like, I'm not in the business to convince you that you're worthy. Like, I'm here to partner with you to get you to the next level, but I'm no longer in the business to pride to be like, girl, you the bomb, you this and all kind of stuff, because you have to make that commitment first and then I'm able to come along. And
correct.
So that's number one. Like, I agree with you 100%. My second perspective on that is, how do you know somebody wasn't waiting for you in this space that you decide not to show up to? Because a lot of times,
I like that.
Our people have to see themselves in us, and somebody is waiting. Like, there are certain people that you are assigned to, so somebody is waiting for you to be proof that it's possible. And if you decide not to come into the space for whatever reason, that person cannot be found because you didn't show up. So you leave behind? And by all means, I'm not saying be everywhere, but then those spaces where you needed to be, because the opportunity could be bigger. Yes, maybe you didn't, like, say, for example, maybe the lipstick was popping and you just like, baby, I could have stayed at home. Maybe I could have created some content at home instead of being here. Or it could have turned into, okay, I'm here in this space. The person who needed to see you in that space offered you $500,000 contract. Like, I have gotten
and this is why you're a brand strategist.
I have gotten opportunities from being in the space that money can't buy, that the vendor fee or whatever that couldn't buy, but just the opportunity that it got me. So I always try to weigh it that way to kind of shift the perspective. Okay, if I'm not doing this on this end, where do I need to be? Or who do I need to show up? Who do I need to show up for that they can see me so they can be show that it's proof? Because a lot of times we're visual. I need to see that it's possible.
That part right there. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so funny because when you said that, my heart like skipped a beat, not because of the opportunity I could have missed, but because of the opportunity I took away from somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was crazy. Now, do you guys see, you're listening, right? So do you guys see how no matter where you are, you're always going to learn and you can always benefit from just being around the right people? Because that's the other thing too, I think, that we get stuck in our ways and we think, oh, I'm resilient. I have grit. I'm good. So I don't have to change my surroundings. I don't have to change my immediate circle.
Yeah.
But you do. You do, because you have to get around other women, other people that can give you that perspective, that can see different vantage points, because you can only come from where you are and from what you know. So look at this. Thank you, Ms. Deidre. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to really hone in on that point, always be willing to be a student, because you could have took that, like, when people give us feedback, or not even feedback, but gives us a different perspective, we can take it two different ways. Like, somebody recently gave me a different perspective, and, you know, I've been pondering on it. I'm just like, okay, I can either take this negatively, or I can take this as as a motivator. Because there are people that are going to come into our life that are going to ignite us and shift fire. Maybe we're a little comfortable in the area, and it's just like, you know, it'll be annoying, because it's just like, hey, I'm doing the best I can. But when you really sit and think about it, you know, you'd be like, well, you're right. You know, like, it's given, you're correct. You know, but
girl,
being open to receiving, you have to be an avid student. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, what's the message? Like, there is no ill intent. There was no ill intent of me saying, correct, hey, somebody's responsible, versus me saying, well, why you, it'll be different. And I was just like, well, what you focusing on the money for? You know, something like that. Like, you're able to discern, but the company that you keep and the things that you surround you, the things that you tie your brand to, is so vital. It's so vital. There is
1,000%.
Like, I don't know. How did I get here? Like, hold on, take me out of here. I don't know how I got here. So yes, you have to do your due diligence yes, on that. So yes.
And it's so true. And that's why I do what I do, right? Because I'm all about self-awareness. I'm all about, and the power of what I do, of once, you know, they're able to achieve it, is that once you understand your lane, nothing can move you from your lane, but also nothing can trip you in your lane. So you giving me this feedback, it's not, even let's go to the dark side, right? And think, okay, Deidre did it with ill intent.
Okay.
Because I have the tools, it doesn't matter her intent, because I can still learn and I can still be blessed. And little did she know, she still enlightened me, even though it could have been a bad intent. But if I close my mind, if I am still sensitive, if I'm still in victimhood, if I'm angry at the world, then I cannot see my own blessings when they're being thrown at me. It doesn't matter who throws them at me. It's what I do with that.
Would you decide? Right? That's what I'm currently shifting through. I always try to look at the perspective, but it was just like, you know, they said that. I was just like, well, and I thought about it.
And let's be real, not everything is going to work. You know, everything is for everybody, but then part of what I do is, you know, I teach you to trust your own discernment, how to connect with your own, you know, yes or your own no, because you don't have to also feel guilty because you didn't take somebody else's perspective into consideration. If it was a hardcore no in your gut, it was a hardcore gut, a hardcore no in your gut, and it's okay, because no is a full sentence. It's Ms. not, Russell, you don't have to worry. You know? Russell,
baby, that was a word in itself. Yes, that was the bar right there. That was the bar right there, is trusting yourself. Because anything that you tell me, anything that I say, it still has to be, at the end of the day, it's something that you have to live with, that you have to do. One of the things I also live by is take what you need and leave the rest at the table. So if that's not what I needed, there was something that person said to me that resonated, which was already, I'm already kind of filtering that out. So that was what I needed. Mm-hmm. Okay, everything that you're saying, mm-hmm, no, but that part, okay, you're definitely correct. Yes, I can do. I'm already working on applying that. So that's just more confirmation that I'm on the right track.
And let's do this. If you allow me, I know this is your podcast, but you already blessed me, so I want to bless you back, and everybody else is listening. So let's do this, ladies. Let's do a quick exercise, all right? Go ahead and put your hands on your tummy and just focus on nothing but your tummy and the energy between your hands and your tummy. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. And now take a deep breath again, but take it a lot slower. And you're going to take one more, but I'm going to count to five. That means you're going to inhale in five. You're going to hold it for five and you're going to exhale for five. So let's do it. Go ahead and breathe in. Five, four, three, two, hold. Five, four, three, two, exhale. Five, four, three, two. Keep your eyes closed. And whatever you've been wondering, whatever you've been questioning, focus on that one thing only. And when you think about it, you're going to feel one of two things. You're going to feel expansion when you see yourself in that situation, or you're going to feel contraction, discomfort when you see yourself in that situation. And that right there, expansion is a hard yes. Contraction, it's a hard no. And don't question it. That's your answer. All right. Come back up. And hopefully that helps whoever was listening. Hopefully, because our inner higher self doesn't lie. Say what?
That blessed me. That blessed me.
Oh my gosh.
That blessed me.
I'm getting chills.
Because I'm going to share with you guys for the listeners. So currently right now, I'm going through transitions. And I am uncomfortable, but it's like I also identified there were certain areas where either I was a little complacent or comfortable. And like there are still areas where I haven't been showing up to the full capacity of who I was created and who I am. Like I'm very confident. I show up and do my due diligence, but there I still have areas where it's not being hard on myself, but it's just like I can take it up a notch. So I'm currently going through this transition and right now it feels, I'm not even gonna say it feels impossible, but it's just like, okay, Deidre, are you really gonna do this or are you not? So when I'm doing the exercise, the first thing that came to my mind is I can do this. So that will mean the expansion. So it's just like,
yes,
baby, just go out like just the lane. What we've been talking about, once you really operate in your lane, nobody is safe. It don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what everybody else is doing. Like your lane is your lane and your gifts are going to make room for you. So thank you. That was
yes, just like
confirmation all within itself. Thank you.
No, I am so happy. And ever since we did the exercise, I'm like shaking. And that's something about me. I'm a clairsentient. So I shake. I connect through energy a lot. And that's something that you don't see me promoting ever, right?
Yeah.
But that's because I want to get you into my realm so that you can see how easily, like you think it's a lot of work. Look how quickly you came to an answer. Now, yeah, the work is not finding the answer. The work is not letting that subconscious fear come and fuck up with your decision.
Come on.
That's the work. That's the real work. And that is why you need the tools. You don't need the tools to become her. You need the tools to stop letting yourself interrupt her. That's what you need, right? So,
bars.
Yes.
That was the bar.
So just be aware.
We need the tools to stop disrupting her. That's what we need. We already have the answer. We just need to, you know, my word for the remainder of this year is just execute. Execute on the promises that you make to yourself and see what happens.
Yes. And I'm going to share one more thing before I ask you the surprise questions that I usually ask my guests.
Okay.
But I'm going to share this one more thing. I shared it in another podcast, but right now I feel like it needs to be said one more time.
Okay.
I learned just basically maybe like a month ago about, you know, people were asking me on TikTok, how do you raise your energy, your vibration, right? So I would give them, you know, how I do it, which is, you know, I shift my senses and, you know, how I do it. But then that same week, I got blessed with the knowledge of you don't raise your energy. The only reason why we live in a low vibe is because we seem to think that we have to raise our energy when we already are the energy. The only thing we have is trash on top of our energy. So instead of pushing and working hard to raise our energy, all we have to do is uncover that energy. Take the trash out, move the shit that's been there, because we already are the shit. We already are our best selves. Mm-hmm. We just have to get rid of the trash. That's it. Yeah. So I'm like, whoa. And it's and it's so different, right? It's so different than trying to plug a lamp and click it to be brighter. Then it's already bright. You just have to move the shade that's making it so dark. That's it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. And and with that being said, Ms. Deidre, is there anything that I've asked that I haven't asked you that you want to share before I take you on to my little three questions that I always ask?
No, we had a good, I feel like we kind of touched on all points. We had a good conversation, so I'm ready for this lightning round.
Good. good. Hey, I like to give you guys the space to say whatever you need to say. So my question to you, well, it's going to be three. Number one, what advice would you give your younger self?
That's a good question. My advice that I would give my younger self is who I am is enough without any extra added in, without my extra, all the things that I can do, just me existing is enough, is what I would tell my younger self.
I love it. I love it. Number two, what myth would you like to bust today?
What?
What myth would you like to bust today?
The myth that I would like to bust today is, the myth that I would like to bust today is that just because it didn't work out the first time doesn't mean that you can't still excel. There's radiance in not giving up, is the myth I would like. So regardless of what happened, what didn't happen, what you didn't get accomplished, baby, you still got the juice. So let's light it up and let's go. Empty the clip, is the myth I would like to.
I absolutely love that. Yes, yes, yes. And last but not least, if I handed you a magic wand right now, what would you use it for?
If you handed me a magic wand right now, I would use it. I would use it to create a space. I would use it to create a space where women were able to see their resilience earlier without the suffering would be what I would use the stone. Because a lot of times we don't learn our resilience till after we have went through the lessons. But something that I learned today in my therapy session is everything can't be perfect. Like, you're going to have lessons. That's how you're able to really build traction within the ground and blossom and bloom. So don't take the things that you went through as a negative, because there's still a good side. It either brought you more awareness, it either brought you more clarity, it either propelled you to put some fire under your ass. So maybe you've been sitting on like, oh, well, it ain't that bad. No, baby, we need you. So we need you to get back up. So there has to be friction in order for you to thrive. And all pressure is not pressure. Pressure makes diamonds.
No, yeah. I love that. I love that. And it's so true. You know, that's one thing that I always say, you know, failure is not failure. You're just gathering information for your next move. That's really all you're doing. And if you haven't failed, then obviously you haven't pushed. Correct. It's the inner story. Yes,
like you said, how we got all that. So if we sit in that, if we feel like, okay, because we didn't live up to the expectation of what this is gonna look like, and then we put all this trash right here, and you think all you gotta do is move it away, but you don't do that, so you just
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Shame and guilt. You feel like you deserve that trash on you. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a whole, I mean, we could literally just go on with this for weeks. Not for days, not for hours, for fucking weeks, okay? Because there is so much to unearth and to unlearn and to, you know, and to free. But Miss Deidre, it was such a pleasure having you. You have amazing energy. You're so fun. I just, you're a pleasure to look at. And yes, I am straight, but you're a pleasure to look at. So I just wanted to give you your flowers. And
I would like to leave this quote that I'm living by for the remainder of 2024 is that you're going to be proof. You're going to be the proof that God did it. So whatever season that you are in, get back up, stand in it, thrive in it, but you're going to be proof that it's possible and that God did it.
Amen. I love it. Yes. Thank you, Deidre. And thank you. If you don't have anything else, I will just close the show and tell everybody to not forget to go to rosaslink.com. I know if Miss Deidre has a freebie for you or any offers, that's where you're gonna find them. I will send the link to her. And again, rosaslink.com, and I will see you guys or talk to you guys in the next episode. Hey gorgeous, before you leave, do not forget, go to rosaslink.com. There will be a button there that's going to take you to all the past podcasts. And once you open them, you're going to see some links of some of the gifts that some of my guests have left for you. So make sure you go ahead and claim those. Also, please do not forget to share this podcast. This is meant to inspire women, and you never know what woman out there is actually needing this inspiration, is needing to hear stories, is needing the support that we can possibly provide her through this podcast. So please, in the meantime, stay fierce and make sure to catch the next episode.